Melody stood and stretched her arms over her head. She'd been sitting behind the visitor center desk for a few hours, but her shift was coming to an end. Melody was a natural history interpreter, meaning it was her job to share information with visitors about this national park. It was one of the most popular places to visit in the larger Tongass National Forest. Sometimes, she led interpretive walks along the wooded trails. Other times, she took groups of kids on nature hikes to learn how to identify local plants and wildlife. But since it was the start of a long weekend, she only had to work a half day. She'd have the next 2 days all to herself. Now it was time to pack up her bag, put on her green jacket, and close up the small building until the start of next week. Melody zipped up her jacket, flipped off the light switch, and turned the small brass key in the lock on the visitor center door. She stopped on the front porch of the building to take in the beautiful surroundings. They never ceased to amaze her. The center was nestled in a pocket of forest, a few hundred feet off of the main road through town. Dense trees muffled the sounds of the few cars and trucks that occasionally drove past, though they seldom came this far out the road. That's what people here called the drive from town. They said they were going out the road. It led a mysterious quality to the journey, Melody thought. She wasn't from here originally, so she had to get used to some of the expressions that developed organically over time in this small town. As people came and went, they brought with them little phrases from their hometowns. They left them behind here to shift and morph into something new and special as the years went by. Now you could figure out who was local and who was just passing through by the way they ended their sentences or how they talked about the changes in the weather. The little town itself was on one edge of a large island, surrounded by deep green forest on all sides. It looked out over the cobalt waters of the Pacific Ocean, and often found itself shrouded in clouds that brought an ever-present drizzle. The island was part of the Alexander Archipelago, which makes up the southeastern portion of Alaska. It's the group of islands that stretches down from the mainland part of the state, along the coast of British Columbia, toward Washington. Shades of green, grey and blue made up the colour palette of this place. Melody learned new ways to describe them all. The forest had jade and pine, the sky had ash and stone, and the sea sparkled both anchor grey and viridian green, with a hint of admiral blue on a rare sunny day. Now, the sky was the colour of slate. Clouds hung low over the tops of the trees. It was approaching midday, but the sun was well hidden. The only indication of its presence in the sky above was the subtle light that filtered through the clouds. Melody could feel a gentle mist tickle her cheeks and saw tiny droplets condense on the curls of her hair. She took a deep breath in. The damp air brought with it the aroma of fallen leaves and moss. She let the earthy scent play upon her senses before exhaling. But it lingered in her mind long after the breath itself was released. she took a final deep breath and started to walk down the long ramp that led from the porch